Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even just mortal enemies about this, because this is a show everybody has got to get into, because it's about a real cause. It's about a real epidemic. Hello. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here, and on the other side of this line is
Organic Okay.
The Organic Okay. This show is brought to you by him. And check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She's touring the world herself. I mean, kind of a name. You may have heard of her. Maya Harrison. She's out doing noise and whatnot. It's 7:30 on the dot. We're here. I tell you what, call in. Get involved with the cause. Don't just listen. Talk. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I guess we'll start from the beginning. Yeah. So, anywho, living in McKinleyville. I spent my whole life there in McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I did everything there was to do there. I surfed, I sailed, I skied, I sledded, I snowboarded, I hiked, I went on horseback. I did everything there was to do there. I was a guy who was just, I was the C average student who was C average in life, too. I was just, they knew me, I was just drifting by. I just got by. That was my thing. Whatever. And then finally, inevitably, I graduated from high school. Now, what can I say? Now, I was personally living with my folks for a long time. I'll ignore that. There was basically some, finally they were on me, didn't have the money to go to college. Everybody was trying to go back to college and get the odd man's going out. I was trying to get a job, but it didn't pan out. But I wanted to get a job in my own place, but there was nothing available. What is all that background noise? Sounds like you have something on the phone in your pocket. Anywho, nothing was available. You got to understand something. Everybody who had basically was born and raised in McKinleyville wanted to die in McKinleyville. And those who took a trip up here wanted to stay. So dang it, there was nothing available. I was in my parents' house for a while until they finally wanted me out. Not because they wanted time to themselves. I mean, they grew to hate each other's company. But the truth was, well, couldn't afford me. Funny thing, I had a Blog Talk Radio show while I was living at home. And although I had the name DJ Butterfly Feces, I was not just a guy who spun records. I talked about real things. Real things. What would help and save the world if the world would just listen? We could all get along. We could all get by. We could all improve. Inevitably, I had basically hit some kind of wall and whatever. Finally, I left with just the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even full. Dang. It was late at night, and the holidays were coming up. They kicked me out right before New Year's. I was walking through. I wound up. I found myself in walking around the woods, walking down the creek, you know, all that whatever. I found myself, and there was Organic Okay. There he was. There he was, and a whole bunch of other people were there, too. I kid you not. A whole legion of people who were all camping out. I thought they were the vagrants. Vagabonds. That's what I call them. Vagabonds. I prefer that, too. I basically pulled up a seat and basically prepared myself. And I told them, and they told me they were on a... Well, Well, tell them organic. You know, you told me you wanted to clean up the earth, clean up the planet.
Okay.
You get a lot of the people who were thrown there on it as well.
You're talking in the capacity that you're kind of swiping what's going on in the other arenas. Talk about these things. It's so important to give integrity, not quantity, but no integrity of quality. So when you sit here sometimes, you're not looking at integrity. Like sitting in circuit, open mic, people go there almost like a fighting place to work on their material. You're trying to bring everything in where the quality becomes almost like a negotiation market where people compromise and undermine your actual quantity and mistake that for not quality. And you just grab it like, and you're just a person digging a cabbage can and went right to the table and went right to the stove where food was cooking. This is a metaphor. You will arrive hungry. But for the person that doing it, depending on what they get, guess what they end up getting? They're getting all the food. They're getting it contaminated and more beyond it because people say, no, I ain't messing with that food. And this is kind of like their metaphor. Like, a lot of people that go to towns, you know, different parts of the, you know, the nation in this sense. It's some big mega stars come from small towns. And those that are dealing with an individual paired to a, you know, the system is not necessarily the same in a sense, right? So you get a person that creatively, you like the material that God, you like the intellect. But as you hit them personally, talk about, you see that things about you are, in a sense, could be compromised on another level. So what I'm saying, this show is not about burning a person at the stake to feed people. This is not a cannibalism platform. So we're not trying to burn people to feed people we cross-contaminated of cannibalism, right? We are trying to see how we can change things and not compromise people as we do things and not exploit their problems and not be exploited in the meantime, right? A lot of things you do, at a certain point, it looks cool among certain particular individuals. People don't know about certain things. Things become like, it seems cool, right? If you look at people operating under this system, they think they fine because the problem have not found them. You see how people operate when they don't have that necessarily, you know, thing in place, you know, filter the freedom they have to strain and make all from them. So that's the thing. I have to tell you what it's like because it's a lot of things within our platform. It's not necessarily, it's being behind the backdrop that has to be done properly. Otherwise, we're undermining actual integrity and quality for quantity and just compromising things in the process to actually pick together, right? When you talk about Maya, some of you probably know about Maya. Some of you, these things you said, and I'm saying to myself, I said, does he think this is a compliment? You know, it's almost like meeting somebody and you, in a sense, you're kind of like dismissing that at the same time. Oh, yeah, you heard of this person? Oh, yeah, sure. Now, I'm in a comedy business. I'm in the, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, quiet. I don't want to go down for doing some good things and then, you know, derailing that. That's one of the most challenging things to do. Do some great things and then do the most shadiest thing because you're bored, because you feel like you have mastered this doing consistent, right thing. You never master that. It's another level and another level. It never get maxed out. And that route can take you so far, and it can make you so, you know, in a sense, it can trip the integrity, and you use raw things that you'll find yourself is so deluded and you can't even find yourself back to where you started from. And you did so many things compromised, and then when people start saying, well, you did this for the money, you know, and people, gold, or so many have tried to make something and they haven't made anything. Tell you one of the number one things that people fight over, over and over. And you see, you bring that into the equation, how many people will fight you once. But before, you can give people resources and things, and they might not necessarily fight you over that because how you're giving it to them. When you start bringing money and other things that they can make money from, you know, things that they can abuse others and take advantage, those systems have never, you know, stopped having a space to create. Be above our feces.
All right, now let me talk about your fund condemning me. But look, I gave Maya a nice plug, a nice shout-out, you know, whatever have you. Now, back to the story. When I basically showed up there, and how do I put this? I basically told them my story and whatever. Organic said, join us. Join us on our trip. Our trip all over, going around there, and guards off the street, and getting people off the street also. Join me. Swore me in, dubbed me DJ Butterfly Feces. I did not follow the name, but... well, what else was there? Well, they were on the trip. Now, this happened basically right around New Year's Eve. I spent New Year's, whatever. So we basically spent our New Year's Eve and New Year's in Vicenza, Italy. He told me he was a philanthropist. He went around the world picking up the garbage and cleaning up. I got to be honest. At first, I didn't really believe. I mean, I was hesitant, you know. But... he took me aboard. I've been following our show. We've spent a great deal of time in New York City. It's the capital of the world, so it's the capital. It's the biggest city. It's the biggest everything. And then they had the biggest homeless problem and the biggest garbage problem. I worked myself sick picking up all the trash off the streets. I know I had some help, the rest of the gang, but
come on, there's other places in the world. There's trash levels. Beyond your whole world is dreams, sir. That's a lot of people, you know, position of telling you these things. Like, you know, it's the same, like, high in the hand approach. But what happens, sometimes you look things that's too big to throw by yourself. You got to get a group of people. At times, it can put strain on high in your hand when so many people hit you with throwing that huge thing that is called, you know. And on your life, you must recognize these things. People that pretend to have interest in what you're doing, believe in, they have an opportunity to, you know, show their hand and show what they do. That's why a lot of people are so distrusting when it comes to truly have information, truly educated, truly can do it. They never normally are going to take the approach to do right, massively, not doing right by you. Individually, people find something to relate to do right by you, but when I'm people that truly have information, truly have things at their disposal, they don't normally try to do right by you. Normally they don't. So when you find somebody doing right by you and find somebody that don't appreciate. It's not your job to babysit people's emotional trauma that is, it's almost like acid reflex. That becomes something that you are experiencing. You're in that emotional chamber, and people don't necessarily appreciate the things you go through to reveal their happiness. And some people have been entitled in different ways. And these are another thing that you have to deal with on other levels. And you can block out a lot of things that you deal with, a lot of different types of setups, people. But one of the things that makes it bad, you got to have a villain to carry on the compromising contamination of the person freeing people. Once that person find out what's going on with the person that's giving solutions and find out what the kryptonite is, they normally put their kryptonite there to castrate that person so they can have a problem. And you see these things be destroyed by history. A lot of great people have been destroyed by weak people around them. And is that by accident? Well, that's all I want to say right now.
Hi. It's 47 minutes after the hour here on the program. Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. Please call in. Get involved with the calls. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, I told you once again, I know there was a team of people with us, but New York City is New York City. It was a heck of a thing to pick up all that garbage. They try to help all these people, and a lot of them weren't always appreciative. I guess in a big city like that, the congestion, nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live, and I was happy to leave. And I couldn't wait to, like, I was like all of you, what city are we going to next? He told me, Los Angeles. Why Los Angeles again? Why? And he explained it to me. Okay, New York had the number one homeless trash problem, but L.A. was like number two, you know? And really, honestly, I didn't want to go back. I was so sick of that place. They were especially horrible and cruel to the homeless people. And then Organic explained to me, that's why we were going back. See, we're going back because, this is a fact, these people needed our help more than others. They needed us. They needed our help. We needed to come back there and make an effort. Sure enough, we did.
There's so many components. So what that really means on a deeper level, that I'm not thinking we had a time or nor that I will explain all that at this point in time. It's a thing that I know people want me to be vulnerable to love. It always pitted me at a more oppositional, non-free capacity place. If someone wants to castrate you in a sense, they think this is their job to make more challenging things for you and what you experience, that's not by accident. Because you're always going to find people, when you're going through that moment, they're trying to find out what can you get out of it. Maybe it may be more time, but the people that mostly are the ones going to use that, that was hiding back like they didn't need anything, but they needed everything you had. It's different types of people and different things they need. Some people want some of what you're offering that you ask them. Others want what you have direct. And that's a different type of taking. That's a different type of person's needs. Or you can say this. Well, it's different emotional things that people are dealing with. Got it. So because someone emotionally dealing with something, who's in what family gives a person everything because they got most giving everything? Do you know anything? Do you know anything giving to a person disabled? But the most beauty rewards to that they give the most resources to people disabled. One of the things disabled people get, people that have problems concerning mentally, they are known to be killed the most. I will move on because that's a devastation within to all different types of things.
I headed back to L.A. I was not looking forward to it. It was a long trip, but I thought, you know, I made a few friends, if you will, out there. Not as many as I should have. It's kind of so many people, but man, it'd be good to see them again. I bet they're still where they are. That's a sad thing. Yeah. Showed up there, and I was amazed. You know, one thing's amazing is that the problem is always getting worse. And sure enough, every single day it was worse. I was looking around. It's the reason they called it kind of tent. I mean, every single homeless city has its tent city, but L.A., it was big, it was epic, almost New York. Why? Because once again, as I've told you this before, it's illegal in your car in L.A. Now, they say it's because of the traffic, but...
A lot of that around Skid Row have been... So you're not seeing what you have seen. Like reduce one to Disneyland. But going from Disneyland, going around the nation, was places that got way more trash. Tell too much more of your story.
As I looked around, I saw how much worse things had gotten. I saw it like a septic tank out there, like an actual porta potty people in the street. It was unbelievable. I went over there and I thought, but what? I'm going to pick a little bit of garbage, but it's not going to get these people off this street. Sure enough, you know, you tell me. Start with picking up garbage. Start with that. Start with that and the rest, well, comes. I picked up garbage, sure enough. I was picking it all up, and I was thinking, dang, this place is getting worse. I came across who said, you know something, maybe it needs to get even worse than this. You know, maybe it's airplane food. Airplane food used to be the worst in the world, but I heard it got a lot better. Truth is, people do something about a problem when it gets bad enough that they can't avoid it. I thought about that. And I thought about the people going to the bathroom on the street, they can't even sleep in their car. Dang it. Los Angeles. Why couldn't they sleep in their car? I heard somebody say it's because of all the traffic. Cars don't want to make it worse. But I think... I believe the real reason is that they want you to need it, so you need to buy their homes. I was amazed at how bad everything was. People who are actually becoming handicapped, falling apart right there on the street. They were thrown away like so much trash. Well, there are plenty of documentaries. Everybody knows about the problem. Change. I basically went to some of them. I went to basically one of them. I said, okay, look, how can I help you? I was here once before. I helped you guys. They asked me, how'd you get off the street? I wasn't quite on the street. I was basically here working with somebody who's helping you pick up and clean up. Was somebody who was helping me do all that. He was helping me pick up trash. We were picking up trash, and we got a few people in. I suggest, could I maybe get you inside a homeless shelter? They're all like, man, those places are so diseased. They're dirtier than they are out here. They're popped up. And I wanted to do something. To which I What? Back to picking up garbage, of course, but I still was basically thinking about, okay, you remember what we did here before, man? We were here for so long. Basically, we found somebody who was willing to cut hair and cut nails. We could do that again. How do we get basically all the homeless people united like we did before? I wish. Basically, some of them were giving each other some space. I mean, some of them were all friends, all buddy of the community. Others were careful to watch themselves around them because they didn't trust a lot of these people in the streets. They had no. I basically try to do more. I try to get basically more of us to work together as a team. Up a lot of the garbage that was thrown out there. Now, once again, now you think you go to LA, you think it's all going to look like movie star homes or whatever. But a lot of it really was as not everything was exemplary. All I wanted to do was help these people. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't know what to do. About helping. But I was confused as to how. I was thinking about, all right. Maybe we can get everybody to get. Sure enough, luck would have it, they were making another one of those homeless documentaries out there. They're always making them. You know,
we start getting them together. People are different.
I know, but I was trying to basically get everybody to unite together as some kind of team. Look, the problem would basically be rectified if everybody would get together.
People are got some of the same makeup as they. We'll find some basic denominators of almost like a person. You know, they say a person made people honest. Some people's stories don't necessarily play out. And these things.
I want to thank y'all for listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Here are the tune in, but basically for our next episode, check it out. Next, remember you can pick up all our shows on the web, on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio from the microphone. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. I'm doing something special herself. Check her out. Thank you, and good night.